Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is Red Men Bite Size time with me, Paul Machin. A Bite Size look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Tuesday, the 10th of October. The headline here is about Liverpool prioritising a defensive midfielder move, but we've got a couple of little bits and pieces of two other players that the Reds have been linked with. One, a defender, and one, a hot, exciting young star from La Liga. We're also going to be going through Liverpool's players who are currently on international duty, so that you're up to date with all of that. And yes, that is that. So let's bash through it, really. First and foremost, this is Anfield. They've done a great job of collating all of Liverpool's current international stars. Their headline, as written by Joanna Durkin, says 16 Liverpool first team players called up for internationals and 8 youngsters. The Reds have departed Merseyside for the second international break of the season, with the majority of Klopp's squad in action. 6 have been omitted, however, including Gravenberch, Jones, Gomez, while Gakpo, Thiago, Kelleher, Bacetic and Conor Bradley all miss out with injury. Trent Alexander-Arnold is the sole Liverpool player in the England squad, with Southgate overlooking the form of both Gomez and Jones. Similarly, Alisson is now the only Brazilian international following the departures of Fabinho and Roberto Firmino, and he will face Darwin Nunez's Uruguay. Uruguay also face Colombia, who include Luis Diaz in their squad. Van Dijk is set for 2 clashes with teammates as the Netherlands take on Ibrahima Konate's France and Kostas Tsimikas's Greece. France's fixtures will also pit Konate against Andy Robertson, who will captain Scotland again. Alexis McAllister for Argentina, Dominic Szoboszlai for Hungary, Mo Salah, Egypt, Diogo Jota, Portugal, and Wataru Endo, Japan, are also on senior duty. At youth level, Harvey Elliott and Jarrell Kwanzaa are with the England under-21s, while Ben Doak joins Scotland's under-21s. There's been a first-ever Wales senior call-up for lowly Owen Beck, who will then join Tom Hill in representing Wales under-21s after taking part in a friendly against Gibraltar. Luke Chambers for the England under-20s, Callum Scanlon for the under-19s, Jaden Danz for the under-18s, and summer signing Trey Naioni, the under-17s, are all in the England youth setup. Finally, there were under-19s call-ups for Lewis Kumas for Wales and Trent Kone Doherty for Republic of Ireland under-19s. So, to give you that full list, the senior players away: Alisson, Van Dijk, Konate, Kwanzaa, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Tsimikas, Szoboszlai, McAllister, Elliott, Endo, Salah, Nunez, Diaz, Jota and Doak, while the youth and loanees are Chambers, Beck, Scanlon, Hill, Naioni, Cone, Doherty, Kumas and Danz, and the players not on international duty who haven't been selected but are fit: Adriana Pitaluga, Matip, Gomez, Gravenberch, Jones and technically Fabio Carvalho, and injured Kelleher, Bradley, Thiago, Bacetic and Gakpo. So there you go. Okay, Liverpool, I played linked with Liverpool, but having a little bit of cold water poured on the move today via sportswitness.co.uk. is Benfica defender Antonio Silva. They write, it's no big news that Manchester United and Liverpool are both keen on the Benfica defender, as reports from the English and Portuguese media have already claimed the Premier League giants follow the 19-year-old. The youngster continues to do great for the Eagles, and as newspaper Record today features a piece claiming he dreams of captaining the Lisbon side, they also bring some information about his future at Estadio da Luz. The outlet starts by recalling that the likes of Manchester United and Liverpool have been linked to Silva many times, but it's stated that he's not seduced by a move to the Premier League. It's said that even though the defender welcomes the English club's interest, he isn't dazzled by their chase, especially because he sees Real Madrid as the greatest club in Europe and they're interested in his signing too. Record writes that Silva has no hurry to leave Benfica, and his attitude regarding the market makes the Eagles calm about his situation. The player is protected by a €120 million release clause, and it'll take a lot of money to convince the Eagles, regardless of whether it's Manchester United, Liverpool, or Real Madrid who's coming for him. So there you go. One that I wouldn't be expecting to happen, and certainly not if anyone thinks that release clause is going to be met, because it is not going to be.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving forward with a story that is surprisingly, let's say, robustly written. I'm going to read it. I'll let you make a judgment on this one. This from Fichajes.net, a Spanish publication. Headline is Klopp wants a Betis star for Liverpool. With the possible departure of Mohamed Salah on the horizon, Jurgen Klopp's team is looking to ensure it has the necessary pieces to remain competitive, writes Javier Parapeña for Fichajes. In the competitive world of football, promising young talent is always a sought-after asset, and Asane Diao is emerging as one of La Liga's most exciting revelations this season. His impact on Real Betis has not gone unnoticed, and several European clubs have joined the race to sign him, with Liverpool as one of the main interested parties. At just 18 years old, Diao has experienced rapid growth and has proven to be a rising force in Spanish football. At Betis, the young player has left his mark by scoring 3 goals in just 4 games. His speed and skill on the field make him an attractive prospect for Liverpool, who are looking to strengthen their squad with young talent. The Reds' interest is so strong that they would be willing to pay the player's full release clause, which amounts to €30 million. This amount would not represent a significant financial obstacle for the Premier League club and could mark a radical change in Diao's career. Liverpool's plan is to finalise the arrival of Diao next summer, with the possible departure of Mohamed Salah on the horizon. Klopp's team is looking to ensure it has the necessary pieces to remain competitive. Although Betis could try to retain the young Spanish promise, Liverpool are determined to follow Diao closely and do everything possible to incorporate him into their ranks. Asane Diao's future promises to be exciting, and his potential move to Liverpool will be a topic to watch closely in the coming months. The young player has the opportunity to make the jump to one of the most prestigious clubs in Europe, and his impact at Anfield could be significant next season. I mean, wow, that sounds far more like a real thing that's definitely going to happen, then I would suspect it actually is. But that is an interesting fee quoted as well. You know, in Spain, release clauses are mandatory parts of Spanish football contracts, but normally they're set prohibitively high because they're a contractual obligation, not an indication of what the club would like to sell the player for. But this is an interesting example where this is a young player. If he continues on his development, Betis will give him a new contract, and almost certainly that release clause will go to a much higher figure. I would imagine probably closer to three figures, because that's just how contracts are done in Spain. There's an opportunity for Liverpool potentially to steal in and get a player that might have a high ceiling, although that would still be considered by Liverpool standards a lot of money to pay for an 18-year-old, and only just 18 as well. His birthday was on the 7th of December, September. Sorry, it is one. You know, it's an interesting one. I'm not sure the power with which that's written, the certainty with which that's written, it reflects how likely that is to happen for Liverpool. Liverpool do have a number of young attacking talent, so they'll want to integrate into the squad, least of all someone like Ben Doak. But you also wouldn't be shocked to see Liverpool capitalise on a smart move or what have you. So, yeah, interesting one to keep an eye on. Yeah, just 18 years old. Normally called known as a left winger, although according to Transfermarkt, has played both sides. He's played four times as a left winger and two as a right winger so far this season, just going through his appearances. So he's played in the Segunda Federación, which is the I believe is La Liga second division. Wow, that was easy for me to say. He's played two times in the Europa League for them, scoring one goal with 87 minutes, and he's got 2-2 in La Liga from 153 minutes worth of appearances there. So yeah, played just 2 minutes in a 1-0 defeat to Rangers, played and scored against Sparta Prague in the Europa League, and then played from the right wing in a 1-1 draw with Granada, scoring the goal in that one, and played left wing in a 3-0 win over Valencia, where he also scored in that, and then playing it's a Segunda Federación Grupo 4, which is unfamiliar to me. I don't know whether that's a side competition. Someone might listen might have a clear indication on that, but he's played four times in that for Betis B, effectively. So there you go. Yeah, interesting one on that. We'll move things forward. One transfer that likely isn't going to happen, according to Football Insider 247. Liverpool set to pull the plug on Hincapié deal after agent speaks out. The 21-year-old representative, Manuel Sierra, confirmed the Reds were interested during the summer window and are among a number of clubs in discussions over a January move. He also claimed Hincapié will not cost less than €50 million, which is £43.25 million. However, according to Football Insider, it's believed Liverpool are not likely to spend that fee in the January window, despite the desire to add a left-sided centre-back to their ranks, which in turn leads into a knock-on article by Football Insider around Andre, who we've seen linked numerous times toward the back end of the transfer window of the Fluminense midfielder. Football Insider again, right, Liverpool remain keen on a move for Fluminense midfielder Andre ahead of the January window, sources have told Football Insider. The Reds underwent a major midfield rebuild during the summer, but the changes are not over yet, with the 22-year-old expected to be the subject of another bid in the winter. But the Merseysiders have not given up hope of landing the midfielder and will push again in January. Football Insider revealed on Monday that Liverpool are not likely to splash out on a move for Leverkusen defender Piero Hincapié, as they are set to prioritise a move for Andre. Fluminense were keen to keep the midfielder until the mid-season window, as they look to win an historic first ever Copa Libertadores title. Yes, and that final doesn't take place until the 4th of November, just shy of a month away, so you would be surprised if there was any move before then. But the Fluminense chairman came out and was very public about this in the summer, saying that he would happily discuss a move for him in January. If they want to discuss a move earlier, then they'd need to go and pay a hefty fee to do it. Liverpool obviously went and got Ryan Gravenberch boxed. Not necessarily instead, but certainly that was one that they knew they could get across the line. So did the Andre sort of hasn't gone away. And with that sort of looming deadline, of the Libertadores final. I can't see how it happened before that, but things might free them up because they won't want the distraction ahead of that game. As mentioned, they're looking to win the first ever Copa del Libertadores. You wouldn't want your defensive midfielder being upset before that period. But yeah, it wouldn't honestly surprise me if Liverpool went back in for him either just after that or as we close in on the January transfer window opening. What are your thoughts on that? Always interested to hear your thoughts. Do get in touch with us at the Redmen TV on Twitter if you want to. And if you want to get more amazing Liverpool content in your life, then please do consider heading to redmenplus.com. Not because we're in it for charity, but because we just love serving you more brilliant Liverpool content. So whether you like podcasts, or whether you like documentaries, or you like video studio-based shows, interviews, features, the lot. We have got the works over on Redmen Plus. It is a Liverpool streaming service, and not only is it great, we've got a great offer for you on it. If you go to redmenplus.com, if you join as a yearly captain subscriber and use the code BREAK, BREAK, as in, you know, transfer break, break glass, those kind of things. I'm not sure transfer break was an expression. I don't know why I went with that. Well, anyway, international break, that was what it was meant to be. International break, BREAK, that word, you'll get 50% off a yearly captain subscription. There's two tiers, there's captain and there's legend. Legend gets you loads of extra bonus features. This isn't for that, but you could still go and join that if you wanted to. But captain gets you access to all of the content, all the videos and all of the podcasts for half price for an entire year. So you can be sat here this time next year going, wow, what an amazing year. I've seen Liverpool win the quadruple, including the Europa League. I've seen us go through another two transfer windows, strengthening the squad and coming back bouncing. And we could be sat here top of the Premier League this time next year, looking at a strong start to the Champions League group as well. And you're going to get that entire year for half price using the code BREAK. So yeah, do take advantage of that. Also, if you want some more free content, our Jamie Carragher interview about Bobby Firmino is going to be going out for free on our YouTube channel as well. So make sure you check that out. And the full Bobby Firmino documentary, you'll get as part of that half price subscription on redmenplus.com. Anyway, that's it from me, Paul Machin, for Bite Size. Ta-da.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.